This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half of the hour, and this Tuesday, I forgot what day it is. It is Tuesday. It's New Hampshire primary day, in fact. This is the DJV discussion program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer, in fact, has gone off to have a little consult with some people that are eager to know what's going on in New Hampshire and also all across the country. So here we are, Victoria, you and Kara and I and everybody who's listening, with a focus on New Hampshire in terms of politics anyway. It isn't all politics all the time here, but it is interesting because it's on people's minds. Who will do well? Who's coming up from behind? Who's falling off the top of the heap? That sort of thing. And the first votes are in from Dixville, Notch, and those other towns. I remember when I was doing local Boston radio, whenever it came around to this sort of thing, how we got the names and we would call the people who voted and have them on the air. You think that was listening to those New Hampshire accents. Hi-ya! And
New Hampshire is such an interesting state.
It is. And there are only seven. I remember when there were only seven people who voted. How many people was it, 20 or something? How many people voted in Dixville Notch this morning earlier?
Just after the stroke of midnight, Dixville Notch's five residents cast their ballots.
Oh, five. And, oh,
yep.
Okay.
I thought so they were the first.
For some reason or other. Okay.
Well, three. I think two other towns also. Maybe that's what you're. Yeah. So maybe collectively it's about 20 people.
Okay.
But so essentially we won't. You know, we won't know what's really going on until tonight when the polls close and the results come in. But you know, everyone likes to speculate. Lots of polling being done. And the essentially the last poll of New Hampshire voters and people who would vote Democratic or are Democratic-leaning voters, out of that group, Senator Bernie Sanders is leading the last poll with 28% of likely primary voters. That's a 7-point lead now over Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete kind of dropped a little bit there. Now, surging into third place, I am not surprised after that last debate, Senator Amy Klobuchar. She raised over $2 million after her appearance at that debate. She had the only closing speech that anyone will ever remember. And, you know, she's very appealing to more moderate Democrats, and so I'm not surprised. She has surged into third. She has essentially bumped Biden and Elizabeth Warren back into a fourth, fifth place. Not really sure where that's going to end up. I suspect Elizabeth Warren will end up in fourth, and Biden will end up in fifth. So Elizabeth Warren finished third in Iowa, and I think that she's going to probably be fourth here. That's just my guess. But we'll see where it goes. And, you know, we were talking about former Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He is not even on the ballot, and he got three write-in votes on the right after midnight. So who knows? This could be anybody's game.
And that's got to tell you something, actually, when you get right down to the bottom line. It's got to tell you something about what people are saying about what's there and what their choices are. And
you know what I think is really interesting? One more quick thing I've read, because I've been following his campaign on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of, and he was my
mayor
in New York City, and I really liked him as mayor. I disagreed with Stop and Frisk. He's addressed that. He's talked about it. He said it was a big mistake. I believe that he is remorseful that that was a policy that happened
under his
watch.
We all make mistakes, for God's sakes. When you have that much stuff hitting you every day, nobody is going to have pure and simple. None.
Mm-hmm. Right. And nothing is straightforward, really. Nothing's that cut and dry. But I did think it was interesting that he said the number one thing people tell him on the campaign trail, and he's been in a lot of states so far, he said the number one thing people tell him is, thank you for running. Which I think is kind of, that tells you that before he entered this race, a lot of Democrats were feeling like they weren't really represented. Bernie gets a lot of the oxygen in the room, and Elizabeth Warren was kind of vying for that. But really,
that's
other than that...
That's not America. That's not popular America.
It's not really the whole Democratic Party, and that's really
what
this is about.
How do you win if you don't have some way of appealing to most of the country? And by the time people have finished vetting him, although there's the usual now, you see the fear mongers who are out there. This is Black History Month, so what's the first thing you hear something from Bloomberg that indicates
from 2015, there was a press conference that when Stop and Frisk was beginning in the outer boroughs, and I lived in New York during 2015, and it was not a great time, and, you know, gun violence was on the rise, and it's, you know, it wasn't great. So Giuliani did a lot of things that, you know, that tourists agreed with.
Yeah.
Because the homeless people magically disappeared, and then, but no one ever knew where they went, and then, so, but then after that.
Poughkeepsie into,
but then
north.
After that, the problems that Giuliani didn't actually solve. Giuliani, this is the thing about him, that he's very similar to a Chris Christie. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, people all know him, he's now a commentator everywhere. He was the most unpopular governor, like, the state's ever had. But around the country, everybody liked him when he was running for president, because they don't know what actually was going on at home.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Giuliani. Everybody from Oklahoma and the Midwest, they would go to Times Square, and they would feel safe, and then they thought Giuliani was the greatest mayor. New Yorkers hated Giuliani. So it's, and now they're trying to say the opposite about Bloomberg. New Yorkers loved Bloomberg, and yet on the opposite side now, you know, to attack him because he's picking up steam, they're going to try to paint it as, oh, he was hated in New York. He was not.
That'll go away fast. Speaking of the focus on blacks and what happens. This is Black History Month. I thought it was interesting. There's a black blogger named Leslie Lewis. Do you know who she is? Either of you ladies?
No.
She has a very popular Instagram page, apparently, featuring pictures of her family and the videos about their adventures and that sort of thing. So this is the kind of stuff that sends us into the ozone. Us collectively, the three or four of us, when we look at the kind of shaming or whatever that crap is that comes as a result of having a lot of focus, negative focus on you, I look at a picture. She has four children. She's expecting her fifth, and people are shaming her for all the children that she has. And, you know, I don't, in order not to be a hypocrite, I would tell you that I don't think having four or five children is the coolest idea. But the way that she's presented with her family, I think it's kind of cute, actually. The pictures, she has been liked 50,000 times, because of this, there's a picture of her and her family in purple that's kind of cute. But, excuse me, I just don't get how it is that people have so little time on, they have so little to do with the time on their hands that they have time to go into this sort of thing. Messages about birth control, you know, how did this happen? Why are you having another child? Can you afford five children? How much sex do you have? You know, these kinds of things. This is completely inappropriate. None of your damn business. Even though I would say that it's too much to have five children, but the way that people present themselves and they say they hide behind their anonymity is shameful. It is. It just is shameful. This is a woman who's got a lot of good ideas. She's an entrepreneur. She's got some pretty good, and I talked about her following, but she's got interesting messages. I mean, I'd never heard of her before. I just saw this and it caught my eye. And I thought, okay, here's an opportunity for us to sort of talk about someone that is a role model. Is she a positive role model? Yes, she helps a lot of people, but nope, she's got five kids. So I'm asking the two of you, am I a hypocrite because I'm putting a positive spin on her and what she's doing, working with family information, or do I have no standing because I think it's, if you have more than two children, you're not being responsible?
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I think that, you know,
you agree with my contention that we ought to only have two.
But I don't think that that should be a law. I don't think that that needs to be a hard and fast rule.
Am I just being politically correct because she's black? Somebody would say that. And I'm going to address
I don't think that that's the case. The reason I say that is Alec Baldwin and his ridiculous wife, Hilaria, who I sometimes hate follow on Instagram, and all my girlfriends do because she's just a ridiculous human being. They're up to, like, kid number six now.
Many kids? I didn't realize.
I think she's pregnant with the sixth one now. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous amount of children. They're all under the age of, like, seven. Whatever. He can afford it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone who can afford to have more children, if that's what you want to do, you know, some people want to buy shoes, some people want to collect baseball cards with their money. If you want to spend your extra money by having more kids, you know, I believe in free will, it's fine. Do I think it's the responsible thing to do? Absolutely not. But I would never tell anyone, you know, because then we get into China, remember, you know, like, yeah. You can only have one child, and then,
well, they
you know,
have forced abortions on girls.
But on the other end of that, I don't, going back to the race thing, if she has five kids or whatever she has, I don't, for you to say that you disagree with her having that many, that doesn't make you racist, because those ridiculous Duggar people who have reality show after reality show,
yeah,
19 and counting,
19?
That's the name of the show. It's called like 19 and counting. The older ones are getting married. They're already having multiple kids. I don't know if they're Mormon. I don't know what their deal is, but I mean, it's ridiculous. They are single-handedly overpopulating this country. Now, again, if they can afford it and they're not living off of the government for assistance, then do I think they're ridiculous? Yes, but I'm also going to step back and go, that's your choice. As long as you are responsible for your own choice,
yeah, I don't want
you're paying for all of that.
Your children into, one of my objections is a lot of these children get thrown into the system.
And that does happen. Yeah.
In cities, of course.
And that, yeah. You know, and that does happen. And that's, you know,
black
I have,
white.
Yeah, I mean, I have a friend from high school whose family squandered their entire, all their savings to join a cult in Montana, and they had like 8 kids or 9 kids or something. They couldn't support all of them. They gave all their money away to this like religious cult that was supposed to take care of everybody, and almost every kid ended up on the street. So it's horrible. But look, if the Duggars, you know, they need the reality shows to pay the food bill for that house. It's ridiculous.
Does seem kind of ridiculous, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that does not seem ridiculous. Thinking about how well you look for Valentine's Day. There are a lot of things. I've just been looking at coming up with some things. You know, I like to plan ahead a little bit sometimes. I know you guys laugh at me because much of what we do here is off the cuff. But I think about themes, and I was thinking about, okay, how can we come up with some nice little thoughts for Valentine's Day, heart thoughts. For example, love is the bridge between you and everything. Isn't that, you like that? Love is a bridge between you and everything. I think it is.
It's true. It is.
It really is true. Okay. So the bridge between you connecting with somebody and maybe not connecting could be your smile, could be your teeth, because they make such a lasting impression. Have your best smile, the best available, the best possible smile, by using Power Swabs. And as Valentine's Day is just around the corner, you want to make sure your teeth look better, you have a nice bright white smile for who knows who you're going to meet, right? It only takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes, that's all you have to invest, and you'll be on your way to a whiter, brighter smile using Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. Doctors, dentists are using it all over the country. It's so simple to do. I mean, I'm using the ingredients. They charge you $500-$600. You only got to pay about $50 for the kit here. Swab and go, that's the deal. Remove deep stains, and something that I just found out about, you rehydrate your enamel, which is very important, especially if you have sensitive teeth. So, there's nothing that compares to Power Swabs. Put yourself on that course. No messy trays, no strips. Deal with it. Go to Power Swabs, 800-208-1797 for the answer to how do I get my smile white and bright and keep it that way. Start using Power Swabs right away. Call 800-208-1797. Get the best smile you can. It's very easy, so simple, so inexpensive. When you call 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs, use the DJV code, and they'll sell you at 40% off. The normal price is $99, 40% off of that. Then take another $10 off, and you get free shipping by using that code. So get to that smile. Smile, smile, smile. 800-208-1797 for the best smile from Power Swabs. It's 21 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How we gon' follow our dreams, locked in a prison? They try to swallow me whole, God be my witness. Deprive me out of my dreams, but I'm relentless. I want the money, ain't never want attention. So I don't pay attention to comments and all
the combo, two for the price of one. Here on the DJV program with Victoria Cara, you and me. Connecting Justin Timberlake to rapper Meek Mill. I believe we're listening to Meek Mill now, not Justin Timberlake. That is a new song.
Ass.
Thank you. A new song. I'm pretty safe here, Victoria.
Yeah.
This new song is called Believe. It tells the story of a father and a daughter whose relationship is affected by the father's time spent in prison. Meek Mill said, this is a special track. I'm grateful I had the opportunity to collaborate with Justin on it. That's Justin there. He really wanted to send a motivational message that would inspire people to take it to the next level and pursue their dreams. Meek is at the top of his game right now, said Justin. The process of creating with him in the studio to help him put what he experienced in music was just incredible. Meek Mill currently stars in Charm City Kings, a movie written by Moonlight director Barry Jenkins. The film debuted at Sundance Film Festival. Will open up in theaters in April. Justin reprises his role as Branch, co-starring alongside Anna Kendrick in the upcoming Trolls movie that's out in April. So is that the movie where he was...
It's a little animated movie.
Oh, okay. It's not the
Trolls. Yeah, the Trolls movie is animated. Yep. It was huge. The first one was really, really big, and Justin was in charge of the soundtrack, which also was a really successful soundtrack.
So has he got his
remember
head back
song,
in the
Sunshine
game?
Sunshine in My Pocket? I don't know if
yeah.
There you go.
Good song.
Yeah.
So is he back focusing on the game, or is he still worried about his wife and the
stuff
that
they've been seen in public
did
a couple times now, and they seem fine.
Okay. Yeah, well, forgiving and
I think his method of not saying or barely saying anything worked, and that it passed by and people kind of forgot about it a little bit.
Good. Okay. All right, next up, Musically, 26 after the hour here in the DJB program. Our focus on music every hour brings us around this hour to the Pussycat Dolls. They apparently have reunited, kicking off the year with a new song, which is called React, which I think we're listening to here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do we need to know, Kara, about Pussycat Dolls?
I don't know. I mean, it's a girl group of like five or six girls. I think it used to be six. The reunion is five. And they started out as a dance group. I think they did burlesque dance. And then Nicole Scherzinger is the lead. She's basically the only one that sings. But all of their videos are kind of known for having like amazing, kind of sexy dancing. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're not the most amazing like singers in the world, but they're kind of fun. Yeah.
They were on the X Factor UK late last year with the medley of their hits like Don't Ya and When I Grow Up. And you're familiar with Nicole Scherzinger, perhaps from her being a judge on The Masked Singer. She said, quote, returning to the Dolls has been a complete 180. It's brought back all the good and elevated our work to another level. We are women who are on the other side of a lot of life experiences, given us so much perspective and growth. And isn't it great that that does happen that way? And the Dolls got their start as a burlesque dance troupe formed by choreographer Robin Antwin. I don't know, Antwin.
Robin Antwin, yeah.
Is he British or American?
I don't remember. I think British. I don't know. I don't remember. But he was a big deal for a while. He actually is the one who masterminded getting these girls to sing because they were just a dance troupe. Carmen Electra originally did some work with these guys, with these girls, and then they moved into music. And here's the thing that really amazes me about them. They only had two albums, but they sold 54 million records.
A lot of records.
Two albums, 54 million. That's a lot.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People in New Hampshire heading to the polls today for the first of the nation presidential primary. Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg appear to be the favorites, though at the first Democratic vote casting at midnight, the primary results in Dixville Notch showed Amy Klobuchar leading with 8 votes. Meanwhile, President Trump held a rally in Manchester last evening.
We have so much more enthusiasm than that's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. You got them all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even count their votes.
An American soldier is pleading guilty to distributing instructions on how to make bombs. A U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman in Kansas says Specialist First Class Jarrett William Smith gave an undercover FBI agent detailed instructions on how to make a vehicle bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four after the hour this Tuesday on the DJV program, the 11th of February, only a couple of days away from Valentine's Day, which would make the halfway point marked in the month. Our plan here every day on the DJV program with all the ladies and me and you is to make us all better. Every day we ought to get a little bit better, don't you think? Something that'll bring us focus today that will make tomorrow better, because you can't do a damn thing about yesterday. So my question to you today is to ask, are we working on the most important thing to make tomorrow better? Whether it's the political reality of the world or what in your own life. You know, you can only really control your own life. So when you look at the things that you're doing today that may make tomorrow better, I think we're focused on improvement, don't you think? We all ought to be thinking about improving our lives every day and improving the life of the people, the life or lives of the people we love. Yep. That's one of the things I like about our conversations, Victoria, because you're always thinking about Lewis, and it's really cool. I like it a lot. I liked when I met you. I think the two of you should have a sweet Valentine's Day together, even though you're going to Atlantic City.
Well, not for Valentine's Day. We will be there leading up to it, but yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
But they're that is, of course, everyone is thinking about Valentine's Day for this week, but there are a lot of things kind of buzzing right now in the news,
yep.
Especially we've got New Hampshire, the primary happening today. They actually are predicting that this could be record numbers of people who hit the polls.
Great.
So
I love that.
Yeah, that would
more
be very interesting.
Yep.
Some other things that are happening sort of around the world, you'll notice lots of headlines today talking about Nelson Mandela. 30 years ago today, he was released from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Doug, you were one of the first people to talk to him after that.
I was. I can't think of it. It was that long ago, my God.
Yep.
Phew. I can remember sitting. There was a great big hall in the Parliament building, and there were press from all around the world. And I was the only talk radio person who was invited to go. They actually paid for me to come and interview him, and I was the first person to talk with him. And I talked to him, but not with him. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He sat next to me. I mean, I remember like as clear as a bell, and it was 28, 29. We got out of. It took him 2 years to win, right? Wasn't it?
Today, 30 years ago, he was released.
All right, but so, then when did he become president? How long did that take? Was that a couple of years?
I don't
think
it took very long, right?
No, it was pretty soon after that. Yeah, the end of apartheid and all that stuff. It would have been. I remember I was dating a woman from South Africa in the late 80s, and I remember learning about what it was like to live there. And how it all changed when Mandela got out of jail. And then quickly he ran for president and became the president. And then all of the realities of life in South Africa changed. For the better, admittedly, I guess, well, depending on who you are. She and her husband had a lot of the land, and there were hundreds of squatters that were on the land, and they ended up giving some of the land. They, by choice, gave some of the land to the squatters, but some people had land taken away from them by the government to give to people because they'd been so badly abused over many, many decades.
Terrific, yep.
Yeah. So anyway, that sitting next to him and having that conversation was one of the most interesting, I've given thanks lots of times for the wonderful life that I've lived doing this as a living and where it's brought me and... And that was one of the highlights, though, sitting. I would ask a question, and he would look at the fellow who then was became his successor. I forget last name began. It was Triombly or something like that. And then he would answer the question to Mandela, and Mandela would answer the question to me. Very broken English, but still it was understandable. But just the fact that you were there and watched all of that stuff happen. It was really, that was a great opportunity. Anyway, so you got that going on today.
Yeah, a lot of tributes will be paid. And then if you want a little bit of entertainment while we're waiting for the New Hampshire primaries to come in, tonight they will award Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show. And so apparently the it's the final judging of the Sporting, Working, and Terrier groups, which will then be followed by Best in Show. Terriers have actually claimed the top spot 47 times, the most of any breed. And so some of America's favorite breeds, like the Labrador Retriever, Dachshund, French Bulldogs, have never taken the top prize, but they might make it into the final round tonight, and that starts at 7:30 Eastern time on FS1. So you can watch some Mandela, you can watch some dogs, you can watch some primaries. Yeah. Lots going on tonight.
All right, now we have every day we kind of look at the weather around the country. I think the weather's pretty much cleared out where you are, right?
And no, it's we moved in yesterday. So the weather, the bad weather that you were asking about, I think on...
I was a day early?
Yeah. Monday. Yeah. It moved in last night, and so it's here to stay for a couple days.
Yeah, it's been gray and pouring for the last day and a half. So when you asked about it yesterday, I think you're the reason why I came here.
Thank you very much.
I look like I'm in a Stephen King novel right now. It's all fog. You can't see anything, and it's raining. It's horrible.
Well, I'm just looking at my day tomorrow. I'm flying from here to Salt Lake in the morning, and it's supposed to be cloudy and drizzly and maybe foggy and that sort of thing. And then I hop on a plane later in the day to go to Chicago, where I transfer to a plane to Boston, and the weather in Chicago is supposed to be sucky, and the weather in Boston is supposed to be sound like 80% chance of snow, fog, rain, all that crap. And then it's
you mean February?
Right, it's February. Hello, it's February. Ding, 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 ding. something to keep in mind as we move forward. All right. Quick update on the situation with the two officers who were shot. It doesn't look like as though there were three people involved.
I don't
involved
really know
in
that
this
there's
one
anything
guy,
else. Yeah.
The guy that was the shooter at the Walmart got shot and killed. The two officers are in the infirmary, and so I think that.
I think they're both expected to be okay, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the part of the good news of it, but yeah.
So the latest on the front, in another few weeks, I'm going to take a trip up to Denver to have my brain examined for the second time in 10 years. Okay. Go ahead. Have your fun. Let's hear it.
It's always funny when you say you're going to have your brain examined.
Well, I did it 10 years ago or 9 years ago. I went to
found the black hole, right?
That's right. I want to see if there's still a black hole there or if something else has happened in the meantime. The diagnosis was kind of iffy as to what was actually going on in my in my brain. I know I leave myself open to all kinds of things when I say that. But the underscore here is that the folks at Seriscan are examining the troops that have been coming back from Iran, and they've come up with at least 100 of them with at least mild traumatic brain injuries, if not more serious. Remember the explosion last month, the Iranian missile attack on the Assad military base in Iraq,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what has happened, they were moved to Rhein-Main, or Rhein's, I never remember the name of that base in Germany, with a military hospital, and then they ship them over to Walter Reed, and then they, or to one of the vet hospitals, and they bring them over to Seriscan to see what the story is. 109 service members have been diagnosed. That's more than 45 more than what they said at first. 70% of the injured service members have now gone back in duty, and that's why they bring them to Seriscan, to see if they, for two reasons. They want to put their brains in the pool so that they have more benchmark to compare other brains to. And by the way, they have the NFL players that they examine, and they examine, and now the NFL sends every player to them as much for their own protection as any. When they're done with their careers, they go have their brain examined. And they see what's going on.
And then, unfortunately, it's too late. There's nothing they can
do. Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
There are two former pro female soccer players who have already donated their brains to science because they took so many headers. Yeah. And that ball can come at you at 40 miles per hour. It goes right to your head. Headers need to be taken out of soccer.
I really believe that people still are doing that. It really is. Anyway, so the Pentagon says that members of the cases, these diagnosed cases, the numbers are likely to change, but I guess I'd bring it up today because I thought the number was...
Well, we're at 109 now, so...
109? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's another
crazy,
thing.
Though. Just a note, like, it kind of feels like, obviously, we had this tension going on with Iran, but it kind of feels like after that, nothing has happened to them, even though they shot down a plane, and now we are finding out that hundreds of, military members
American soldiers
were
hurt.
Injured. So, I don't know, it kind of feels like it all calmed down, and I'm like, well, now is the time when I'm, like, more angry about it than before, because they injured a lot of people and killed a lot of people. And, I don't know, maybe we're hoping that the turmoil within their own country
right, but
will
you remember
take care
all the
of it,
hoopla,
but...
Kara? People were taking shots at Trump. Oh, I should never have done that. Of course he should have done it. In terms of retribution against them, and then kind of everything got quiet. But things in Iran are not quiet. Things in Iran are very upset. You're not getting much information because they're not letting... They pretty much shut the country down, pretty much like China. They've shut down the inner workings of the country, so there's not a lot of info I was getting out on who's protesting, how many people are getting killed, that sort of thing. And you have... We all think that we measure the world by our standards, and it just isn't so. It just isn't. People are, the world is much more closed off than we think it is, with the exception of Europe and America. It's pretty, and look at all the stuff that gets done here to kind of hide stuff, quiet things down. And I was thinking, I don't know, this just pops into my mind now. I was thinking about that comment that Bloomberg made about the stop and frisk and the black crime and stuff, and how the Republicans would never dare. When they get to the stage together, and I'm convinced that they are going to be competing against one another, they couldn't dare use that kind of stuff because they open themselves up to all kinds of the same stuff. So if that's the best or worst they can do,
In two very specific cases, if Trump, let's say it was Trump and Bloomberg on a debate stage, and if Trump wanted to bring up stop and frisk, there is way more overwhelmingly bad publicity that Trump has from the Central Park Five.
That's what I'm saying.
That was most blatant case of racism. He spent $80,000 on New York newspaper advertisements trying to bring the death penalty to these five young black kids who ended up being completely exonerated. It would be a disaster for him to try to go after Bloomberg on anything racial in New York City. Because they would not fly.
Right. I think that was my point. They're vulnerable.
But on two specific issues, they might be the biggest, too. You know, the going head-to-head, and Trump does not win that one.
Information for parents. A couple of important items coming right up here on the DJV program. A consideration first, though, for your credit card bills. And if they're stressing you out, the idea... You know, I was thinking of calling this number. Yesterday I thought, okay, let's call this number on the air. And give people, we don't have time to do it now, but give people an idea of what they would go through, what kind of information they can have when they get to the credit card debt hotline. I expect that if you need this, I mean, if you got this on your mind all the time, come on, do something about it. Call 800-560-6760. Call it now. See what you can do. See if this applies, if they can help you out. It won't cost you anything to find out if you can reduce your payments and therefore... You know, make it easier for you. That's what it is. It's free advice. Consultation available now, 800-560-6760. Why not? If it's free, why would you take advantage of it? Everybody's got credit card debt, so hop to it. 800-560-6760 for the credit card debt hotline consultation.
Have you been thinking about taking an Alaskan vacation? Well, now you can book an Alaskan cruise tour with YMT Vacations and immediately save $250 per person. Call YMT Vacations today. We've been helping people take the vacation of a lifetime for over 50 years. And right now, if you've been thinking about what it would be like to go on an Alaskan cruise, now with our $250 per person instant rebate is the perfect time. Call right now for details. And if Alaska isn't on your bucket list, we've got over 50 guided tours to different locations worldwide. Call right now for your free brochure. So if you're looking for the perfect cruise tour to Alaska or the perfect guided vacation package, you need to call YMT Vacations to book right now or for our free brochure.
800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. That's 800-399-4840.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the popular versions of the baby carrier made by Infantino sold at Target, Amazon, and other retailers being recalled because the kids fall out.
Oops, the seatbelt breaks. You don't need that, right?
But the dangerous thing is, but this isn't one of the carriers that the mom like a baby Bjorn kind of thing. Yeah, so you have to be really careful with this one.
Right. Yep. Don't buy them. That's probably the bottom line. Thank you. You have one. Turn it back. 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Still, things are happening. It's movie moments here on the DJV program. Chuck is not with us today, but Victoria and Kara and I have been studying some of the news. I thought it was most interesting. I said to Victoria, okay, you'll be surprised at what I start with. Something Ricky Gervais said that I actually agree with. I think he's the biggest boob to come along the pike for a long time. But he was he went public yesterday, and he's so right. He was talking about celebrities who lecture everyday hardworking people, and whether they get it or they don't get it, look at the ratings for the Oscars from Sunday night, especially after Brad Pitt. You can see whether you believe Nielsen or you don't believe him. The ratings overall for the Oscars were horrible, and it's the same. And I didn't think there was that much of it. I mean, I kind of chuckled at what Brad Pitt said. It was no big deal for me.
But you know what the thing is? I think a lot of people may have turned out after Brad Pitt won because so many people wanted to see if he would win, and people were happy he won. Like, my parents were like, oh, we wanted Brad to win, but after that, we turned it off. We were, you know, it wasn't for us. So that's really, I think it's, you know, this is the political climate we live in. Yeah. Oh, it's because he mentioned John Bolton.
It was like the most
banal thing he could have ever said.
But there are other things that happened, and again, I don't think it was as bad this year as it has been in years past. Just do me, all of us, a favor. Shut the hell up. Get
the
awards.
But you said you liked what Joaquin Phoenix said.
Well, but I didn't think that was political in the sense that what Brad Pitt said was. I didn't see it that way at all. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
what Ricky's saying is he doesn't want to hear celebrities lecturing us about being vegan or, you know, being better
maybe
to the environment
true.
When they're flying around
plenty
in
of that
private
vegan
jets.
Crap.
I
yeah,
think that's what
true.
He. Well, Ricky is a vegan, but what I'm saying is I think that I think what he's saying is he doesn't want to hear people say talk about climate change and they're all in private jets. That's something that Ricky has been very. He flies commercial. He never flies private. Like, that's something that he is kind of adamant about. And I think that's what he might be referencing with celebrities on their soapboxes.
What kind of shoe polish does he use on his hair? Ricky Gervais looking at that.
He probably uses hair gel and not shoe polish.
I think.
I'm like, do you use shoe polish on your hair, Doug?
No, I used to use color my hair until about 10 years ago.
Oh.
And I started going gray when I was in my late 30s. However, that has nothing to do with the movies. A lot of the, anyway, the ratings and all that stuff. The Birds of Prey title, I didn't get from listening to the two of you talking about this. Did either of you see this movie yet, but you both want to? Is that
I saw it over the weekend, and it was a pretty good movie, and the theater was pretty packed, but I think Victoria said this multiple times. It's called Birds of Prey. Nobody knows that it's a movie about Harley Quinn, who's, you know, from the DC Comics, Harley Quinn and Joker. A lot of people don't realize, and I think that's why the...
Yeah, there was no name recognition, and I kept asking myself, what is this Birds of Prey movie that people keep talking about?
Because I saw the soundtrack trailer, and I didn't want to see it at all.
Well, it's if you're not into Joker and Batman and that whole universe, then it's not for you. But but it looks like the story now is that the studio has caught on, and they're thinking the same way that we are, that they now have changed the movie. So instead of calling it Birds of Prey and then the Fantabulous Exoneration of whatever, of Harley Quinn, whatever the long title was, now it's just called Harley Quinn : Birds of Prey.
So they've
that's
changed
what it should have been all along.
They've changed that on the movies that are, when the
that's
title
what
comes across.
That's what it's listed on all of the movie theater apps. So that's what you're
really?
Now going to see when you go to book it. Yeah.
Interesting.
I bet it will result in a boost in sales because people didn't know what movie it was.
You'll see all the movies that came, when you get down to it, Revenge or whatever. What's the movie, the Korean movie, was that called?
Parasite.
Revenge. Parasite. Mm-hmm. That'll get a big. People go to see that this week, and some of the
people
other
people are very curious about that.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, I'm not, but I know I understand why people might be.
I know you don't like
reading. No, I don't want to do it. Next up here is the next Mission Impossible. Actually, a couple of more in the pipeline already. Tom Cruise doing even more of the stunts, and he's what 57. How old is Tom Cruise now? He's in his mid to late
55, maybe.
They better wrap him in bubble wrap. I don't know how he's going to do much more dangerous. I mean, he already broke his foot jumping from one building to another.
Yeah, those buildings, the real stuff.
Shattered
man,
his ankle.
Looking at the
and Daniel
how
Craig,
high off the ground.
Daniel Craig shattered his ankle filming James Bond.
The last
it's
James Bond, you got
hurt. It's a dangerous job for some of these guys.
It is. They got to be in shape for unless you got a stunt double to do it. But I want to be a real man. I'll do it. Okay, let's see here. Taiki Waititi, that's a movie that ought to do better. A lot of people have not seen Jojo Rabbit. Take it from me if I have any credibility with your
life. Yeah, I hope it comes back
to
some theaters. Yeah.
It's well done. Now, the guy, I don't know who the guy was, never heard of him before. But he plays the Hitler role with quite the tongue-in-cheek. Anyway, is it pronounced Taika Waititi? Is that
Taika Waititi, yep.
Where is he from?
New Zealand. He's Aborigine.
Is he? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, there were rumors... What, a month or so ago, he was going to direct the next Star Wars. Now he says, I'm not doing that.
He's got too much else on his plate, probably.
It could be, yep. All right, so that's it, Movie Moments. Here, look at how the time flies when we're having fun together.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.